A few showers will be possible today across portions of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, but the amount of rain that's going to result will be light. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do have a frontal system and associated low pressure center that's working its way toward the region. The low center is actually going to be in Colorado and will translate into parts of Iowa as we go forward through the afternoon. That movement will bring an opportunity for showers into the eastern half of South Dakota and southeastern North Dakota, as well as portions of Minnesota. The greatest coverage and amounts of moisture will probably occur in the second half of the afternoon and into the evening. But the rain that's advertised is not all that impressive. It will settle the dust, but that's going to be about the extent of it. We do look for a tenth of an inch upwards to maybe a half inch of moisture resulting. The precipitation is going to be erratic enough that some counties and parts of counties will see the greater amounts, while many others will only see perhaps a quarter of an inch or less. The northern part of North Dakota and northern Minnesota will likely be left dry, as will several areas in central parts of the Dakotas. After the system is out of the way, which will occur overnight tonight, we are expecting to see dry bias conditions dominate for a while. A surface high pressure center will settle over the region tomorrow, and it will be with us into Saturday. As it abates from the region, a south wind will likely begin to evolve and temperatures will start to rise way above normal once again. And we'll see the heat peaking out as we go into Sunday and Monday. Afternoon temperatures those 2 days are expected to get back into the 70s across a big part of the region, and it wouldn't be surprising at all to see some extreme highs over 80 degrees in the southern parts of South Dakota and possibly the southwesternmost corner of Minnesota. That may be a little bit of a reach, but we will certainly have a lot of warmth and a lot of wind blowing around as we finish out the weekend. Now, we do expect a little bit of a cool down to occur again as we go into early next week, but temperatures will not drop below normal. They will slip into some upper 40 and 50 degree readings, though, by the time we get to midweek next week. Today, we'll see the temperatures mostly in the 50s with some 60s in the south. Tomorrow will be mostly in the 50s. We do look for the nighttime low temperatures to be fluctuating mostly above freezing. However, there will be some readings in the upper 20s and 30s for a brief period on Friday and Saturday mornings. And then the next round of cold weather will probably occur during the middle part of next week. The earliest opportunity for more significant precipitation will probably hold off until we get into the first days of November, but we will have a chance for a little bit more active weather at that point in time. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.